Today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Tes. We're at the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis, two dots. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Shalom Omer Eretz Chamda Tova Rechava Bebrikas Haaretz. If you don't say that, and again, we're talking about benching. Umalchus Beis David Bebuni Yishalayim. You don't mention that. In Bebuni Yishalayim, Lo Yatsu Yidei Chovaso, you're not Yotze benching. Nochom Azakein Omer Tzarech Sheizkor Babris. You have to mention the bris between us and the Kosh Baruch. Right, Rashi has Berkas Haaretz because the bris that the land was given to Avram, right, through the bris of Brismila, right? Vanasati lechol zarecha acharecha zeretz megurecha. Right, that's talking about right. That's Rashi quotes over there. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarech Sheizkor BaTorah. You have to mention the Torah, right? Rashi writes Shaf Bischus HaTorah VaMitzvos Yorshu Es Haaretz. Right, what is the schus that we get Eretz Yisrael? Very clear from Rashi and the Gemara through the Torah. We don't just get it because we're just, we deserve our own homeland. The schus that we get there at Yisrael is that we get, keep Torah mitzvahs. Plimo Omer, Plimo says, Tzarech sheyakdim bris la-Torah. You have to make sure you mention the bris before you mention the Torah. Shezu nisna b'shalosh brisos, because the Torah was given in three different places, Rashi writes. The Torah was given to Yisrael, and each time there was a bris, the Harg Grizim, Arvos Moav, obviously at Sinai, Vezun is Nabiyud Gimel Brisos, and Brismila, right, it mentions 13 times, in that parsha over there, Parshas Mila, right, it mentions 13 times. Okay. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba says, and then Zerah Sashah says it could be that this was Rav, because that he was called, that was his nickname. Okay. Sarach Sheomer Ba Hoda Tchila Vesof. You have to say Hoda at the beginning and the end of the second, Bracha, I think it's second bracha or all of benching. I'm not sure. That's Rashi explains. No de'alacha, right? Hashem Elokeinu. That's the second bracha. Ve'alkulam Hashem Elokeinu. Anachnu modim lach. I think that's the end of the right. And that's the end of the bracha. Ve'apoches lo yivchos me'echad. And you certainly shouldn't have less than one mention of hodah. Ve'apoches me'echad. That raises maguna. And if you do, so that is terrible. It's Maguneh, but it doesn't say that you're not Yotze, but it is despicable. It's not a good thing. V'chalachose manchil aratzos b'berkas ha'aretz u'moshe es Yisrael v'bon Yisraelayim arez ebur. If you end off either of those brachas with either of those phrases, so then you're an ignoramus. You don't know what you're doing. Get out of here. Let someone else bench for you. V'chal she'ino omer bris v'torah b'berkas ha'aretz u'malchus b'estav v'bon Yisraelayim lo Yotze yidei chovaso. Okay, we mentioned that before. If you don't say those two things and those two brachos, so then you're not Yotze. It's a proof for Rabbi Yuloi. Damar Rabbi Yuloi. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Bar Acha. Mishum Rabbeinu. Kol Shalom Amar Bris V'Torah Berkas Haaretz U'Malchus Beis David B'Bonei Yerushalayim. Lo Yatza Yidei Chovaso. Okay. Upliga Ba Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi V'Rabbanan. It's a machlokes between Abba Yosef Ben Dustoi and the Rabbanan. Echad Omer Hatov Ve'Amitiv Tzarich Malchus. V'Echad Omer Eina Tzarich Malchus. The machlokas as to whether you need to say mention malchus in that fourth bracha of hatov ve'amitiv. My damar tzricha malchus kasav derabanan. According to my damar who says that you have to mention Elokeinu melech haolam, that holds that it's the bracha is derabanan, and certainly that's what we do, right? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, akal avinu malkeinu adreinu boreinu, etc., etc. Therefore, he holds that's derabanan. Rashi again explains because if it's deraisa, it would be a bracha smucha lechavertan. You wouldn't necessarily need the malchus. You could just take off of the last bracha. Manda Amar ain't a tzricha malchus. According to Manda Amar, says it doesn't need elokeinu melech haolam sen kasavar deraisa. Right, and Rashi writes again just birkas haaretz. Birkas haaretz he could amar le'el asher nasan lacha ze'ato ve'amitiv ve'havili bracha smucha lechaverta. Right, again you have brachas back to back, so you don't need to mention malchus because you had it earlier in the bracha previously. You have a connection between the third and the fourth brachos because according to that opinion it is d'oraisa. Right, we said many proofs that it's not d'oraisa, and that's certainly how we paskin. But there is a shita in the Gemara that holds that ato ve'amitiv is in fact d'oraisa. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ma'u chosim b'binyan Yerushalayim. And that bracha, b'binyan Yerushalayim, in benching, how do you end it off? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Moshe Yisrael, the one who saves Klal Yisrael. So Gemara asks, Moshe Yisrael in b'binyan Yerushalayim? Well, what, you're not going to mention b'binyan Yerushalayim? Ela ima af Moshe Yisrael. You know, you should also mention Moshe Yisrael. Right, you can't, again, Rashi explains, Im chasam bani Yishalayim lav chasimahi, halo ikka bracha di Yishalayim, that whole bracha is about Yishalayim. So you can't tell me that you're not going to mention Yishalayim at all. Rather, you should mention both of them. But you're going to see that that's a bit of a problem. Rabba bar Rav Huna ikla lebei Reish Kalusa. Rabba bar Huna went to the Reish Kalusa's house, and pachsach b'chada v'siyim b'tarti. He opened up with one bracha, with one mention, as Rashi explains, Kishil b'bracha lo amar rachem Hashem al Yisrael al-amecha v'arishalayim yirecha ela agas me'am. He just mentioned one of them. Rachem Hashem, let's say, al Yisrael al-amecha. Kishachasam, but when he finished, chasam b'shtayim, what did he say? He said this thing that we just said above in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He finished Moshe Yisrael ubone Yerushalayim. Namar of Chista Gvurta Lemechta Batarti. What do you think? It's strong. It's a great thing to finish with two topics, with two aspects. Right? We know that a bracha needs to be kind of singularly focused. V'atani, we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Omer in Chosim Mishtaim. You don't finish off a bracha with two. Rashi writes Shadomin La'osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. It's interesting because Rashi says that it's an inyan of Chavilas Chavilas. You know, we don't do mitzvahs back to back. We don't do two mitzvahs together, right? As Gemara says in Pesachim, you don't make two kedushas on one coast. You don't bench two things. Right, for example, like say Havdalah and Kiddush. Let's say if it's Motzei Yontif. Well, I guess we kind of do combine those two. So that's actually one inyan. That's actually a really bad example. So let's say you had let's say you had a Bris Milah and then you also had to make Kiddush Hayom on Shabbos. So you would need two different kosos. But Lamaisa, right? We don't make mitzvahs chavilas. So same thing with brachos. We don't want to pile on. Combine two brachas into one, because the whole inyan of Einotz Mitzvah Chavilas, because you don't want it to look like you're just kind of like discharging your obligations, you know, one package deal. It's the same thing with brachos, that you don't want to just kind of like get rid of your obligation very quickly. So that's a problem. So how could you have done that? And Gufa, we learned earlier, Rabbi Omer in Chosm Mishnayim, we don't finish a bracha with two topics. So Gemara is going to discuss this in Esve Levi the Rebbe. So Levi asked Rebbe, wait a minute, why not? You don't finish a bracha with two topics? What about Al Eretz Yisrael Hamazon? So that seems to be two different topics. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us Eretz Yisrael and for the food that we're eating. So the Gemara explains, no, Eretz Demafka Mazon. No, that's talking about the land that produces the food. So that's one in you. What about Al Eretz Yisrael Peros? Right, you say Nala Michya, or if you have Shiva Saminim, that's the Nusach of the Bracha at the end. So the Gemara says again, Eretz Damafka Peres. No, you're blessing Gosh Baruch Hu for the land that gives out the fruit. Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim, what about, well, we say on Yontif, etc. Mekadesh Yisrael Ba'azmanim. So that's also one union, because Yisrael, the Kachinu Lizmanim, because Bnei Yisrael are the ones who give Kedusha to the times, right? We have Kedusha Chodesh, we determine, and obviously we have a calendar now, but Lechora, we're supposed to be able to determine with the benching of the Rosh Chodesh when the Zmanim are. You could tell me that Rosh Chodesh is today, so then in 15 days from now there will be Pesach. Well, I guess nowadays it's Purim, but right when you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so depending on when the Rosh Chodesh is, so that will tell me when it's Mutter or Aser to eat Chametz, so that the Yom is holy, etc., etc. So Bnei Yisrael have they're able to be Mekadesh Zmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. What about that bracha? It's the same thing. Yisrael the Kachinu the Rosh Chodashim. Aye, what about Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim? Aye, now finally you end up with a Shabbos that falls out on Yontif. Now you say, Nosach of Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. So Gemara says, Enechanami, Chutz Mizu. That's the only one. That's the only bracha that'll have two different topics. Maishna Chadahi Umaishna. And why is that different? Because Hacha Chadahi Hasam Tarti. Because here it's one, and there it's two. So, I mean, again, what's going on over here? What's this bracha over here? Because chutz mizu, maishna hacha chadahi, Rashi explains, ein kan ela berkas mekadesh shemevarech lakosh baruch hu shemekadesh shabbos v'azmanim. Over there, I mean, when we're saying mekadesh shabbos v'yisrael v'azmanim, so we're all blessing kosh baruch hu. That's fine. Because it's really a blessing on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avol Moshe Yisrael, Ubonu Yerushalayim, but to have those two aspects. And the benching, the one who saves Bnei Yisrael and Ubonu Yerushalayim, that's Tarti Mili Ninhu, Ve'in Kol Nebid Dvarim Bebracha Achas. That's not considered, that's two topics, and that's already, you can't include two topics in one bracha. And I would, I'm curious because the Maisa, that's also a bracha on Akash Baruch Hu. If you tell me that the whole Indian is that you're blessing Akash Baruch Hu, that's Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Hazmanim, and Yisrael, right? So Akash Baruch Hu is also the one who's Moshe Yisrael Abonu Yishalayim. But okay, I guess I could hear that those are separate in Yonim, Legamai. So, and the Gemara says, Kol Chada V'Chada V'Api Nafshe. And you have to, for every topic, you need to bless Akash Baruch Hu in its own right. And why don't you finish a bracha with two? Because you don't do mitzvot chavilos chavilos. Lamaisa, when Rashi explains it earlier, he must not have had this girsa because Gemara is already very clear about it. But okay, fine. Maybe when Rashi added it earlier, maybe not. I take it back. Could be that Rashi was just giving you upcoming attractions. Okay, anyway, Lamaisa, the reason you don't do two brachos is because you don't do mitzvot chavilos chavilos. So Gemara says, my haviolah. So what's the deal? Right? Again, we started with this whole story that you could make this bracha, Moshe Yisrael, ubone Yerushalayim. So does that work? So I'm Rav Sheshes, Pasach Barachem Alam Cha Yisrael, Nechosem B'Moshe Yisrael. Right? You open with one topic, you finish with another topic. I mean, but that's fine, meaning as long as it's one topic and not two. Pasach Barachem al Yishalayim, Chosim B'Boni Yishalayim. If you started the bracha, again, this is before we had a nusach of benching, but says Rosh Hashanah, if you started the bracha with Racham al Yishalayim Mecha, so then you keep the same topic and focus, and you finish off with a B'Moshe Yisrael. If you started out the bracha with Racham al Yishalayim, so then you finish off with B'Boni Yishalayim. So Rav Nachman, Amar, Rav Nachman says, no, Afilu Pasach Barachem al Yisrael, but even if you started off with this topic of having Rachim Am Yisrael, so you can still be chosim b'bonei Yishalayim. You still should finish the bracha with b'nei Yishalayim. Mishum shenemek, the pasuk says, b'nei Yishalayim Hashem nitchei Yisrael yikanes. Right? Emos I b'nei Yishalayim Hashem. When is we're gonna have the binyan Yishalayim? Is b'nei nitchei Yisrael yikanes when b'nei Yisrael are together? So you see that it really is one topic, and you can start with Rachim al Yisrael and b'nei Yishalayim. Amalei Reb Zera le Reb Chisda. So now story time. Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Chisda, "Nesni mar v'nisni, come, let's go learn shtegel. Let's go to the base medrash. Let's go learn it up." Amarle birkas mizona lagamrina. If I have, so Rabbi Chisda said back to him, "I haven't even learned how to bench. Utznuye mesnisen, and you want me to come learn mishnayis?" So Amarle, so Rabbi Zera said to him, "My high, what are you talking about? What, you didn't learn how to bench?" So Rav Chisda told him the following story. I went to the Reish Galusa's house. I asked me to bench. And Rav Sheshes stuck his neck out as like he was a snake. Meaning he got really upset at me. He got really mad. Why did he do this? Because I didn't mention either Bris or Torah Malchus when I benched. So Rav Zera said to him, Am I low Amris? Why did you say those things? So Rav Chanan al Amarav. The Amarav, Chanan Amarav, because he was holding, Rav Chisda was holding like Rav, Lo Amar Bris Torah Malchus, Yotze. If you don't mention any of those things, you're Yotze. Some of the inflection of the Gemara seems to imply that it's B'dievet, meaning he's Yotze. If you don't mention those things, if you forget, if you get flustered or whatever, so then you are Yotze. But not l'chachila, not that he left it out on purpose. Seems like he kind of just forgot. Bris, why can you leave those three things out? Bris, l'fisha eno b'noshim, because obviously women are not shaykh to bris mila. Toru malchus, l'fisha, and why can you leave out toru malchus? L'fisha eno lo b'noshim v'lo b'avodim, because you have avodim and nashim, who obviously are not shaykh to the mitzvah of Torah and the aspect of malchus. But they are chayav in benching, so you know, if you don't mention those things, so then it's totally fine. So we don't paskin like that. And that's what they said to him. So Rav Zera said, why did you leave all the other tanaim and amoraim, some of whom we just quoted? Everybody disagrees with Rav and holds that you do need to mention those things. So therefore, you should have mentioned it or gone back or whatever. Okay. That fourth bracha in benching, you need to say Elokeinu Melech Olam. My Kamash Malan, what are you teaching me? Kol bracha she'in ba malchus lo shmei bracha. Well, we had a machlokes, but according to this mandamer, anybody who doesn't mention Elokeinu Melech Olam is not considered a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, Chara Zimna, Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yochanan said one time, Rabbi Zera said, Lomar she tzvicha shtei malchios. Chara di dav, chara di boni Yerushalayim. You need to mention in benching, you need to mention Elokeinu Melech Olam, two malchios twice. once Dida, it's in its bracha, in Etove Meidiv, and one in Bnei Yishalayim. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you need those two, if those two brachos, that's, if three and four need to say Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yehochini Baitlas, you need to say it three times. Chad Dida, Chad Bnei Yishalayim, Bechad Berkas Aretz. Why don't you need Elokeinu Melech Olam in the bracha of Berkas Aretz? Ela Berkas Aretz, my time alone, so why don't you need it in the second bracha? Mishum Dehavi Lebracha Smukal Chavrta. Because it's a bracha, smukal chavrta, and therefore you said it in the first bracha. Not sure why the Gemara doesn't quote the first bracha, right? Zanis ol kolob tovo, but at least you can rely on the second bracha of al aretz and the elokeinu that you had in the first bracha, because it's bracha smukal chavrta. So the Gemara says, bonei yishalayim nami lo tiboi. So then, therefore, you don't need in bonei yishalayim either. Davi le bracha smukal chavrta, because that's next to the bracha of birkas aretz. So Gemara says, you're right. Who did dafilu bonei yishalayim nami lo meboya? Really, you're right. Bonei yishalayim does not require Elokeinu Melech Olam. Ela aydi damar malchus beis David. But if you're going to mention malchus beis David in the bracha, which we do, right, talking about yishalayim, so lav orach arad lo amar malchus shemayim. So it's not appropriate to mention the malchus of David, but not mention the malach malchem lachim in the bracha as well. So Rav Papa says, harikamar. No. This is what he meant to say. You need two Elokeinu Melech Olams, excluding the one in Tov Ametiv, and therefore that everything makes sense, because you need Elokeinu Melech Olam in Bnei Yishalayim, and you also need it in Al Haaretz, in the Berachos of Al Haaretz Ve'al Mazon. Yosef Rabbi Zeira Achore de Rav Gidol. Rabbi Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidol, Yosef Rav Gidol Kameder Rav Huna, and Rav Gidol was sitting in front of Rav Huna, Yosef Ka'amar, and he was saying the following halacha. Tov lo hizker shel Shabbos, if you miss mentioning Shabbos in benching, Omer, there's something you can say. Baruch Shadosan, Shabbosos, La Menucha, La Mo Yisrael, Be'ava, La Usu, Lebris, Baruch, Mekadesh, Shabbos. Amrele, Mad Amra, he said to him, who said this halacha? So he said, Rav. Rav said this halacha. Hadar Yosef Kamar, then he said again, something else. Tov lo hizker shel Yom Tov, if you don't mention Yontif in benching. So Omer, you can say, Baruch Shadosan, Yom Tov, La Mo Yisrael, Lesimcha, Lizikaron, Baruch, Mekadesh, Yisrael, Be'azman. Okay, you can add that little thing if you forget Yalav Yovo. Amar Lei Man Amro, he said to him, who said that halacha? So, same thing, Rav said that halacha. Hadar Yosef Kamar said again, Tov Elo Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh, if you forget mentioning Rosh Chodesh in benching. Omer Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodesh Lamo Yisrael Zikaron. You can say that to rectify your mistake. Velo Yadane I Amar Basimcha Ilo Amar Simcha. And he doesn't know, he's not, Rabbi Seira said, he's not sure if Rav Gidol said that you have to mention Simcha or not in this whole Indian of Yom Tov. He also know, Yichasimba, Yilo Chasimba. He also didn't know whether he had a Chasima of Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodashim or not. And he did either Rabbi, and he also didn't know if it was him or his Rebbe, meaning who said it exactly, who's the Mandamah. Gidol bar Minyami havakai kameder Rav Nachman. Gidol bar Minyami was hanging out with Rav Nachman and taught Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching v'hadar l'reisha, and he went back to the beginning. Rashi writes to the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. Amar Lei said in my time Ovid Marhochi. Why did he do this? Amar Lei, Amar Rav Shila, Amar Rav Tov Chozer l'Rosh. If you make a mistake in benching, you have to go back to the beginning. Aye, so he said to him, wait a minute, we just talked about all this stuff. If you made a mistake, Amar Baruch Shanasan, you can say all these phrases that we just added if you miss on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, etc. Amar Lei, so I said back to him, Lavi Marlo, is it not said about this halacha, Amar Rav Menasya Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav Loshano, Ela Shalo Pazak, Batov Vameitiv? That's only if you haven't started the fourth bracha of Batov Vameitiv, Aval Pasach, Batov Vameitiv, but if you did start that fourth bracha already, then it's too late, then Choser L'Rosh. So you really only have a very small window, right? Because you say Yalav Yavo Ritze in Bnei Yishalayim. So it's only if you realize that you missed Yalav Yavo Ritze before you start that fourth bracha that you can say these phrases to fix it up. So I'm Rav Yidi Baravan, I'm Rav Amram, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Shmuel, Tov Elo Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh, but Tefila Machziro Noso. So he tweaks it a little bit. If you missed Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and Davening, then you have to go back. But with Birkas Hamazon, Ein Machziro Noso. But on Rosh Chodesh, and this is how we paskin, if you miss benching on Rosh Chodesh, if you miss saying Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, then you don't have to go back. Amalei Rav Avin, Rav Amram, Maishna Tefilo, Maishna Birkas Hamazon. What's the difference? Amalei, after Didi Kashili, that was also tough for me. I also didn't know that. Ushelti l'Rav Nachman, and I asked Rav Nachman, v'amar li, and he said to me, minei d'ra mar Shmuel lo Shmueli. I never heard this from mar Shmuel, ella, but, nechsi anan, let us kind of look into the matter. Tfila de chovahi, right, where you have to davening, is a chova, is an obligation, so therefore machzirin also, therefore you have to go back. Berkas mazona, berkas hamazon, di boy achil, di boy lo achil, but if you don't really have to have a suda, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to have a suda in Rosh Chodesh, so if you want, you can eat. If you want, you don't have to eat. Ein machzir naso. So therefore, if you make a mistake in benching, you don't have to go back. So he said to him, "Ela me'ata Shabbos is from Tovim lo sagi lo ochel achinami di toyer hadar." What about Shabbos and Yontif that you're not allowed to not eat? Meaning, it is a mitzvah to have a suda in Shabbos and Yontif. Right? We have psukim. Right? The pasuk says ichlu hayom 3 times for Shabbos. We have on Yontif as well. So you have to have a suda. You have to have a meal. So if you make a mistake, you forget Ritzei Yal Vyavo and Yontif for Shabbos. So you guys should have to go back. Amar li, in. She said, you're right. In achinami. That is the halacha. Damar of Shila Amarav, ta choza la rosh. If you make a mistake, you have to go back to the beginning. Ay, v'amar of Huna Marav, ta omer barash chamnasan. What about all these phrases that we said? If you miss, yala v'yavo, what about all this stuff that you can make it up? Lavit maralah, well, it was said about this. Lo shanu ela shalapazak batov v'amitiv. That halacha only applies if you did not start the fourth bracha of Atov Ve'amitiv, Avol Pasach, Atov Ve'amitiv, Choza L'Rosh. But if you did, so then you have to go, if you start that fourth bracha already, then you have to go back to the beginning. Okay. The two dots, we're quoting the Mishnah, just flipping back to the Mishnah to find the full quote. Hold on, 1 second. It's the first Mishnah of the Perek. No, yeah, I think the first Mishnah of the Perek. Yeah. So we said, ad heichan, right, ad kama mezamin. So how much does a person have to have, right? Rashi writes on the Mishnah, kama yochal imayim b'yischayiv imayim b'ziman. How much does a person have to eat before he's chayiv in ziman? So we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. So the Tanakama said, ad kazayis, and Rabbi Yehuda said, ad kebetza. So the Gemara says like this, lamein with the Rabbi Meir, again, we're assuming that the Rabbi Meir is the Manda Amar in the Mishnah. Stop Mishnah Rabbi Meir. The member of the Rabbi Meir, Chashuv le Kazayas, Rabbi Yehuda Kebetza. Well, you tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that you have to eat a Kazayas, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks that a Kebetza is Chashuv, that's the Shir. Vaibcha Shamin on Lehu. We learned the opposite. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. V'chein mi sheyosu im Yerushalayim, and iska sheyah b'yado basar kodesh. If you leave Yerushalayim, and you take out kachim, michutz l'klayim. We know that if you take out kachim, michutz l'klayim, the basar is pasul. The meat is pasul. You can't eat it, and you have to burn it. That's right. If you're leaving your shalim, you realize in your knapsack you had some meat from the korban, so then you have to burn it. The question is, where? So, im avart sofim, if you pass this place called sofim, right? Rashi writes, a place where you can see the base on Mikdash still, so then, sorfobim komo. I mean, if you passed sofim already, then you're already far enough, and you can burn it wherever you are. But in Lav, but if you're still within the confines of Yerushalayim before you get to Tzofim, then the mitzvah is the Chozer of a Sofer Lefnei Habira. Right, you're outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you're before you get to this place called Tzofim, and you can still see the Beis HaMikdash, so if you can, if you're before Tzofim, you have to go back and burn it. Me'atzei Amarach, you have to burn it on the Mizbeach. Ad Kamahim Chozerim, so how much food do you need to have to go back? So here, the Shittas are different. Right, Rabbi Meir Omer Zev Zev Kebetza, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zev Zev Kezayis. Right, again, just Gemara says Zev Zev. Rashi writes Chametz and Basar Kodesh. Right, the first we talked about Kachim, but Chametz as well. If you realize that you're going to shecht the Korban Pesach, and you realize you still have Chametz on you, so it's also an Indian. Also, then it depends on how much you have. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's because I ate, and Rabbi Meir says it's because I ate. So that's the opposite of what our Mishnah said. So Rabbi Yochanan simply says Mukhlav is a shita. Now you could just flip him, and then everything works out. Okay, and Rabbi says no, lola motepoch, don't flip it. Why? What's the difference between benching? I mean, how much you have to have in the Zimun versus how much basar kachim you have to burn. Hacha b'kroy pligi, the machloket. Really, the shittas are Rabbi Meir holds kebetza and Rabbi Yehuda holds kazayis. But over here, it's they're bedarshing the psukim differently. Rabbi Meir sovar v'achalta, right again, v'achalta v'savata v'erachta, achalta zu achila, v'savata zu shtia. And achila bekezayis. Right, achila, what is achila? What's the isra achila throughout the entire Torah? That's bekezayis. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, v'chalta v'savata is achila, v'sheyesh basviya. What is achalta v'savata together implies that to be chayav in benching and in zimun, you need an achila that has sviya that you have to be satiated by. V'ezuzu, and how much is that? That's kebesa. V'hasam, but over there, by the case of taking a bus or kachem outside of Yishalayim, b'svara pligi, that's the machlokas in logic. Why? Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir holds chazaraso ketumaso, that the chiyuv that would make him go back, any the size of whatever the food that would make him go back, is just like the amount of size of food that would make him tame. And we know that the din is that ochlin is only metame if it's kebetza. And matu maso be kebetza, av chazaraso be kebetza. Just like the food only food that's going to be a kebetz is going to be metame, so too, that's the food, that's the size that's going to make him go back to burn the food in Yerushalayim and on the Mizbeach. But Rav Yehuda Savar, no, chazaraso ki isuro, that the amount of food that's going to make him have to go back is like the iser. We know any iser achila, ma isuro because I is, av chazaraso because I is, any iser achila, whether it's, you know, pig or whatever it is, treif, etc., so it's iser because I is. Except the eating on Yom Kippur, but okay, fine. But the Lamaisa, the basic Isser Achila is through Kezias, and therefore that's Rabbi Huda Shita, is what's going to make you have to go back and burn the food in Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll say have a great, great Shabbos. We'll stop here, and it's Hashem, we'll go back to next week.